This is Jay Sekulow, a victory in the National Day of Prayer case, and an update on the student and censorship.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update in a few minutes about that student, that college campus case that we're involved in. The demand letter is out. The case is engaged. We're going to give you the details of that. But I'm happy to report also, right at the beginning of the program, a victory for the National Day of Prayer. Here's what happened. The Suburban Community Church in Pennsylvania made a written request to their town manager to use a park as a site for a National Day of Prayer event. Now, what was going to take place at this particular event was singing, which is normal for National Day of Prayer, the actual prayer. The event would be hosted by the local church and the pastor. The response came back from the city official saying, sorry, you can't do it. We don't want the National Day of Prayer event there. We sent a formal legal demand letter on behalf of the church and its members explaining that the denial of access was, in fact, a violation of free speech. And I'm happy to report that that National Day of Prayer event will go forward. The policy has been modified. The church will be able to use the event for the National Day of Prayer. So a great win there. Wanted to give you that right off the top of the program. So we're very, very pleased with that. Now, we got a lot of phone calls yesterday, folks. I mean, thousands of you contacted us on behalf of the student, Gina. She was on the broadcast yesterday. And you remember what happened in this particular situation. Now, think about this. Your daughter or son are in college. They're taking an introduction to philosophy course. And the professor says that before you can participate in the course, you must acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. How would you react? If you're a college student, we want to hear from you also on this, 1-800-684-3110.
I mean, the story gets even worse and worse as we talked to Gina yesterday, and that's one of the great things about the broadcast. We got the question from the internet at ACLJ.org, came in with the contact the ACLJ for legal help. And Gina let us know the situation. We got even more information. How about this? To get full credit on the last assignment, on the final assignment, to get full credit, the teacher said, if you just write, there is no free will, and sign your name, you get full credit on the assignment. If you don't do that, you couldn't get full credit. You got all the points that were available by doing that. Now, of course, that statement goes against lots of people's religious beliefs, Christian and non-Christian, but especially in Gina's case, to her, that would be a renunciation of her own faith and her own Christianity and her faith in Jesus and the Bible. So to go this step further, this teacher then said that you can't know anything unless you believe it, that knowledge is linked with belief. And we took that a step further. So if you can't know atheist philosophy without believing in atheism, can you understand Hitler's philosophy without being a Nazi? Can you understand Islam without believing in the Quran? I mean, you can go down and down the list here, folks, but lots of times people understand theories. We understand where the ACLU is coming from. We don't agree with anything the ACLU does on a lot of these issues.
But this is happening in a college campus, folks. This is not some isolated case either. There's a number of these. Here's what I'm asking you. How do you think we should react? What would your reaction be if this was your son or daughter in college? How would you respond? 1-800-684-3110. If you're a college student, we really want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Now, we have got, Jordan's holding it, we have sent the formal demand letter out to the school, so I'm sure we're going to get a response in the next couple of days. Go to aclj.org. You can sign up there online, by the way, to support Gina. You can also get information. But folks, what if this was your son or daughter in college, and this is what they told you? 1-800-684-3110. Now, we are taking it the next step. We prepared a legal demand letter. We've got a national petition to stand up for Gina and to let this professor and the school know they cannot treat Christian students this way, and that's where we need your help. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. By the way, we've heard from over almost 3,000 people, folks, in one day. What a statement this is going to make to this university when we let them know that we've heard from 100,000 people. 877-989-2255. You add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. We're going to stand up for Gina and these other college students as well. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, Family Net, Daystar, God TV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hey folks, I'm going to tell you something. You can buckle on your seatbelt here. I just reviewed the letter that we sent to the school officials in the community college that Gina has got a 3.9 grade point average, and that's Suffolk County Community College. I lived in Nassau County, which was in Long Island, and this is the neighboring county. I'm going to read you something. This is what the professor actually said to Gina in via, I guess, email, talking about the fact that she is maintaining her Christian beliefs and that she's not going to say that she thinks that she's not going to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. This is what the professor wrote. You are a level one thinker and appear to be content, but you will not be the one to solve the problems the 7 billion people in the world are facing. Your level one thinking allows you to be comfortable thinking that you have the answers when, in fact, you don't even know the questions. This is what the professor wrote to the 3.9 GPA grade point average student, which is basically an honor student at this college, about because of the fact that she will not acknowledge the probability or possibility that God does not exist. Now, to be penalized this way is outrageous. Jordan gave you the facts before. Folks, this is absurd, and this is at a college campus. And here's what we're doing. We want you to react and react strongly with us. That demand letter, by the way, is out. We're waiting for a response. I'm sure we're going to get that after the weekend. And we're taking this very, very seriously. We've got lawyers working on this. We've worked hard putting this together. We've got the information posted at aclj.org. I don't know if we posted the demand letter, but I think we're going to go ahead and do that. We'll go ahead and post that demand letter because the more I read, folks, this is going to get you outraged. But could you imagine your student being told, your son or daughter in college, you're a level one thinker because you're a Christian, because you will not believe the possibility that God does not exist? That's exactly what this student has been told. You add your name to this national petition. It should be called a petition of outrage, but it's a national petition to stand up for Gina and these other students that are having their rights denied. We're going to let this university know that there are tens of thousands of Christian citizens that are outraged on this. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You call right now and add your name to that petition. You can do it at aclj.org. But could you imagine if this was a Muslim student? You think the professor would have said this? Absolutely not.
Let's go right back to the phones. Daryl's calling from Florida on line one. Daryl, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Daryl.
Jay. You know I know your brother, Jay. Out of Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the question that I have for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
What we do here as far as the this case that's going on.
Yep, involving Gina, the college student.
Correct. How often does this go on in our colleges and universities, and what can we do about it?
Well, I thought it was an isolated event, or fairly isolated, but as soon as we went on the air about this, we had the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. A student called us saying there was a problem there. A student called us from Colorado State saying there was a problem there as well. So, unfortunately, and we want to hear from college students, this is increasingly a problem on the college-university campus. So this is happening, and it's happening more frequently than we care to know. But we need to know so we can take direct action. But let me tell you something, Daryl. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice exists. That's exactly why we're here. We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution. But again, Daryl, if you haven't called our toll-free number yet, you need to do it. And others listening, you add your name to this petition at 877-989-2255. We're taking a stand for the student, 877-989-2255.
And to answer Daryl's question, we're getting a lot of comments like this coming in. This one from Lori in Missouri, who said, when she was in college, one of my classes was philosophy. I was told to do the exact same thing as Gina. I did not stand up to him, and many times I felt ashamed for not standing up. So we're getting comments like this a lot from people who did not take a stand like Gina did and go and take a stand against these professors and say, you know what, I can understand your class without believing every single thing you say, just like someone can understand the Christian faith without believing in Christianity. You can understand Islam to the teaching of the Quran without being a Muslim. And you can go on down the line here why this reasoning doesn't work. But these teachers' goal is to have students reject the faith that was taught to them by their families or taught to them in their churches.
Yeah, the professor said to the student, to Gina, that his job was not to allow her to stay as a level one thinker, but rather, quote, to move people to levels 3 and 4 of Plato's divided line. In essence, the professor's been ridiculing Gina. Her grade point average is going to suffer because of this, and she's a 3.9 GPA student.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Maurice is calling from New Jersey. Online for Maurice, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Maurice.
Jay, God
yes.
bless you. How are
Thanks.
You? And I thank God for you and your organization.
Sure.
And everyone listening, the first thing, I give glory to the only true and living God, the great I am, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. I bless God and thank him for what he's put in your heart to do. And may we always support you.
Thanks, Maurice.
I will always be a member and will increase my giving to your organization because you are good ground. And every parent should train up their child in the way they should go when they get older, will not depart, and know that they must stand for righteousness. Go into the schools and monitor your children. I don't care.
Well, look, Maurice, first of all, I appreciate your enthusiasm. We appreciate your call and appreciate your support. This is a college campus. This is almost worse than it would be awful if it was in a high school, too. Let me give you the next line, though. Gina stated, I know the material. I know it without having to believe it. In other words, she understood the different philosophical positions. I know it without having to believe it. Here's what the professor said. It's clear that your knowledge is linked to belief, and that knowledge is justified as true belief. So that basically what he's saying is, if you do not believe that X is true, then you cannot claim to know that X is true. Now, first of all, this is supposed to be an introduction to philosophy course, learning about different philosophical positions. Now, Jordan, with some of our staff, you're really digging into this. This is just the tip of the iceberg from this professor. It's unbelievable, and this is unfortunately happening in other schools and in other colleges.
Well, he's got a book out, The Problem with Deity, The Problem with a Deity, and then parentheses God. He has on one of his websites, he has a link to a game of Choose Your Own Deity and Make Your Own God. This is the thing that the professor is clear here. A philosophy class doesn't have to get into this, especially Introduction to Philosophy, which is a class mostly filled with 18 and 19-year-olds who have just gone off to college. To introduce someone to philosophy, you introduce them to lots of different kinds of philosophers. You don't have to get into actual debates on whether or not you believe 100% in one philosophy or atheism or that there is no God or that there are multiple gods. That has really nothing to do with philosophy here, or at least an introduction to philosophical learning.
You know, folks, I'm a lawyer, so I deal with evidence. And our staff has done a great job of digging up stuff on this professor and the school and what they're doing. Let me ask you to tell you this one. One comment occurred where the professor, anger was, Gina's statement was pretty clear. She said that she was quite content because of her Christian faith, that it provided, quote, her inner drive to search the world for answers was through her Christian faith that provided the answers for her. The professor's response was, after giving a list of questions, Gina, what you claim is hurtful to all people suffering every day on this planet because we do not have answers for diseases. We do not have answers for some of the real physical problems. And then, of course, he goes on to say that it is her position, her belief is hurtful. Now, this is a college campus that she's paying to attend. I mean, this is what's so absurd and outrageous here. Now, phone lines are ringing off the hook at 1-800-684-3110, but this is in the college classroom.
Well, here's another example of what the teacher does. He does that typical, and you hear this all the time from atheists. You hear this probably maybe even in discussion with some of your friends who may not believe in God, but that's a different discussion when it's not your professor. He says this constantly, and you know you've heard this faulty argument over and over. How can there be a God when bad things happen? And this is his argument that he used in his book, that simple argument. Now, Gina is not a trained theologian, but a trained theologian could take that argument and tear it down. But this professor, instead of who may have a PhD, who is attacking 18-year-old college students,
yep,
instead of going after a theologian. Why, if he wants to debate these kind of topics, debate them with someone who's trained in theology. Don't debate them with a freshman in college.
Who you're trying to intimidate through your grade point average reduction, a 3.9 average grade student. This is really outrageous.
Eric's calling from California on line 6. Eric, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm really outraged this morning when I heard this. And, you know, it's just indicative of the way the world is going. People, you know, with the Antichrist spirit that's being planted here with there is no God, there is no Jesus, you need to save yourself. You know, all this heresy and just apostasy that's going on just makes me sick.
Well, let me tell you this, though. I take it a step further, and I don't disagree with what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I take it a step further. This is in a college classroom where the student's paying for this. That's why I want to hear from other students. I mean, I want to know what's going on. And sometimes we're getting good reports, too, by the way, which is encouraging. But we get reports like this. It really, really is something that's outrageous to us.
It is. And, folks, just understand, put yourself in the mind of an 18 or 19-year-old in your children's mind. You go to college, you're taking a class, your final assignment comes in, you're an A student in school, you've never made below an A, you're doing great in this class, the teacher starts picking on you after you've already gotten good grades in the class, and then for the final assignment, puts that to get full credit, you need to write this sentence, you have no free will, I have no free will, and sign your name to it and post it online. That is exactly what this professor did. Gina talked about on the show yesterday. This professor said, sign your name to a statement that goes directly against her faith and the faith of millions of people across the world, that you have no free will. This crosses the line of Christianity and goes into so many different areas. But this is the kind of indoctrination these professors and the pressure they put on these professors put on these students to reject their faith and to reject their beliefs so that they're happy about it, so they feel good, like they've done something with the way they've taught.
Folks, we've got to stand for Gina. We've got to stand for these students. They cannot be required to surrender their Christian faith in order to participate in a college class introduction to philosophy course. That's just not the way it's supposed to work. So here's what we're doing. We've got a national petition campaign. I want to get to 100,000 signatures. We need your help. Here's the number. 877-989-2255. We're not going to take this line down. 877-989-2255. Let's send a message to the school, aclj.org, for updated information. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really have a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina hangs up in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility by college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The more you read on this case involving this student, the more outrageous it gets, folks. This is all posted, by the way, in our demand letter that's gone out to the university. Talking about her, Gina's personal Christian faith, he says, there are problems with any single being, talking about God here, by the way, having all the properties traditionally assigned to the deity of Western religions. If the deity is all-powerful, would it not have the power to create beings that would know what good was without knowing or committing evil? If this is not possible, then how is the all-being God so powerful? This is what's in, I mean, this is posted. This is not stuff we're having to spend a lot of time digging up. This is right in this professor's approach and response to these students.
This is the same argument you get all the time from atheists, and the same argument that you can't, you know, there's only so much you can go into with people who are going to stay on this view. How can there be a God who's good if bad things happen to people in the world? That's the same. I mean, how many times have all of you listening to Christian radio right now heard from your friends who don't believe in God or aren't Christians say, how can you believe in a God when bad things happen, when wars happen, when hunger happens? How can you believe in a God? This teacher has a fundamental misunderstanding of what the Christian faith is, what a belief in God is. And instead of picking on 18 and 19-year-old college students who are taking an introduction to philosophy class, he should be talking to a theologian who's been trained to discuss these issues, just like he has as a PhD philosophy instructor.
I mean, folks, the more you read on this, the more outrageous it gets, and it's just really, really unfortunate, and we're taking direct action. We're not just going to say, well, it's unfortunate, what can we do? We're taking direct action here. The demand letter, which is probably at least 10 pages long, which is all the legal citations, is out. We now have a national campaign going on. This is going to be very, very significant. And I will tell you something, folks. We need to, and I really believe this, we need to make sure we can respond quickly. And we need you to respond as well, to add your name to this petition. What a message it's going to send to this school. 877-989-2255 is the number to add your name on this national petition of outrage supporting Gina's free speech rights and not to be belittled or basically disqualified from taking the class or getting a grade because of her faith. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org.
Frank's calling from Ohio on line 5. Frank, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jay. Just a couple points. That professor's doctorate or whatever, it's not worth the paper it's written on. Free will is the reason why there is evil in the world. And if that girl was to put that I am not going to deny free will, wouldn't she be exhibiting free will? And secondly, God, Jesus says, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be answered to you. It's inherently personal. Jesus can do it because he is God. That's why you know he's God, because he can fulfill what he says.
But this student is, here's the position there, in Frank, and I appreciate your call. If I could go on and on, professor makes this statement. I mean, how do you react to this one? Now, for those of you who believe in the God of the Judeo-Christian or Islamic tradition, they must believe in a single being with the characteristics of being supreme, all-powerful, all-good, all-perfect, all-knowing, eternal, etc. Why must they? That's what he asks. Well, because they have no choice. Either they believe in the God of those traditions or else they make up their mind and believe something else. This is what he's saying in the classroom in a college that these students are paying money for.
Let's go back to the phones. George is calling from California on line 3. George, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, you're on the air. Georgia?
Let's go right back to the phones. Brian's calling from Texas on line 6. Brian, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
I just really wanted to make a comment, really. Of course, I mean, I'm a Christian believer as well. I believe in God and recently a college student. But, I mean, honestly, if he's going to put that out there for her to write that on her final exam that, you know, you have no free will, she kind of gave an example that she has a free will by not willing to write what she didn't believe.
Of course. But here's what the professor's doing, and Jordan will take you through this. I mean, if you just sign that one statement, you're done. which is the most absurd. I mean, this is what they're learning in a school. Sign that statement and you don't take an exam. I mean, it's really, realize how absurd this is.
It's academic fraud. It's academic dishonesty. It's not a true act. What is that teaching anyone? What are you learning in there? These are lazy professors who want to just impose their own worldviews on people. And instead of actually having them do an assignment, you can write a sentence and get full credit. Wow, if I'm a professor, that really makes grading really hard in this class. I mean, this is how far this goes. This professor, over and over, with what we've heard from Gina, from what Gina's given to us, from his comments on his own website, in his own writings, making fun of those and attacking those who could believe in a God who allows bad things to happen, calling her closed-minded, calling her a level one thinker, saying that you can't know anything if you don't believe it. And these are all absolutely ridiculous, but I think the culmination of this is truly that if you write this one line, you get full credit. If you write exactly what I want and make this comment about your own life, not about philosophy.
That's going to be published on the internet.
Published on the internet, then I'll give you full credit. And I'll give everyone full credit who writes a sentence. Anyone can write a sentence, but people who have true faith are going to have serious problems with writing a sentence that says, quote, I have no free will.
It's, folks, this is why you need to add your name to this petition. We need to send a message to this university. 877-989-2255. Now, I got lawyers working on this. We've put together a team. You know, we've got the Supreme Court case going at the same time this is going. But that's why we're here. Again, add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. You can also sign up, by the way, online at aclj.org.
Marianne's calling from Texas on line one. Marianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marianne.
Thank you. Hello.
Sure.
First of all, thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks.
I've participated in some of your past endeavors. I'm a parent of a son who will be going to college next September, and you wanted to know what a parent would feel like if it was their child.
Sure.
I think this is very, very sad. This, to me, you know, you worry about being your children being bullied in school when they're younger, but to have to worry that they're going to be bullied by their own teachers when they're of age, so you really have no voice in anything. And this really is a bullying technique. And I would like to ask these professors, what kind of philosophy is this bullying categorized under? Because I don't know what philosophy they're trying to teach. This
Marianne, what they're trying to do is tear the student down. I mean, here's what they're trying to do. They try to tear down their core beliefs. There's been so many reports over the years of students with strong Christian faith, and they go off to college, and then the next thing you know, what happens? The professor at the school tears down their faith. Now, this is the most direct attack I've seen on that, but that's what this is. So what we're doing is we've got a national campaign going on. We've got lawyers now engaged all over the country. When any of these college cases, and we've had a number of them in the last few weeks, and we're, by the way, these students email us. That's how they get in touch with us at aclj.org, and they do that, and we get instant response. Our lawyers got this demand letter out. Our team here got this demand letter out. It is very, very voluminous. 11 pages long. Very serious, and we're taking it very, very seriously.
Back to the phone. Sam is calling from North Carolina on line 6. Sam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I got a quick question for you.
Yep.
You know, other than filling out a petition, what can we as a believing body do in these cases? I mean, we would love to be able to get our churches involved. We'd love to be able to get all of the believing Christians that are just outraged by things of this nature.
Well, as we've been on the air, I just got an email from some of our folks that do our email things and our email department. We're going to get this information out to let everybody know what's going on. We may even send an email of the demand letter. We're looking at that right now. But what we need you to do is find out in your community, in the colleges, from the students, the college students in your church, what's going on in their philosophy class. So, or whatever the class might be. So when these students find that their faith is being torn down, we can help build it back up and get these professors off their back. The previous caller said this right. This is a bullying technique to try to tear these students down. So that's what we're going to do, Sam. We appreciate your call. Let's see if we can grab one more call very, very, very quickly.
Lewis from New York on line 5. Lewis, very quickly, you're on the air.
Hey, Lewis, just about 15 seconds here.
Hey, okay, I just want to read these scriptures to the brothers and sisters that are going through this real quickly. And it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange happened to you, but rejoice. Inasmuch you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
And that's exactly what these students are doing. Here's the good news, Lewis. These students are standing up now. It's our turn to stand up for them. And here's what we want you to do right now. We want you to go to your phones, sign this national petition. This is outrageous what's happening. We want to protect these students. Jordan's going to give you the number, but let me tell you something, folks. We need to take direct action. The demand letter's out. Now we need to hear from you so this college hears from all of us.
Sign the this petition and protest. Let this professor in this college know how you feel. 877-989-2255. Write that number down. Call it right now. That's our toll-free number. Join this petition of protest. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.